Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The biggest decision you had to make today was whether you wore the pink gettable t-shirt or this pink arrangement. How did you come to that one?
Well, I did put it through to the poll and Geesh said to wear the gettable top and some people at the AFL said wear it, and then I went with the pink top for the last day of play.
Was that some person, Andrew Dillon?
Andrew Dillon would like to have me to wear the gettable top. He's a bit flat that I outrated him on the show, but, you know.
Hey, they're high ratings. They're very high ratings. Jack Billings is now a demon. How has this come about?
Late is how it came about, but I think it's just wonderful news if you're a Melbourne fan. Jack is an immense talent. I think we haven't seen the best of him lately because he's been injured. He's fit, he's raring to go, and I think he complements Melbourne and where they're at, and his kicking skills are elite.
Over to you, Damo.
What's it been like this trade period without having the cameras in your house as you've done the last 2 years?
It's been pleasant. It's been pleasant, Damo.
Yeah, been as active.
No, we're quiet. I said at the start I thought it was going to be a quieter trade period, full stop. I think what we don't hear about the so many names that aren't mentioned at trade period. So we'd like 20 more names mentioned. It's hard to get traded. So there are players that have been delisted. We're going to see another wave of people, maybe with the free agents. I think list spots are difficult. I think you saw it's everyone was after a tall this year. So if you were over 200 centimetres, you know, you were lucky it wasn't you and I, Kel.
And yeah. We spoke to, or Kel did before, Andrew Dillon. Do you want to have the mid-season trading coming in 2024?
Yep, I'm a supporter.
You're a massive advocate.
I was just driving in today thinking about it, and actually I didn't know whether it was in or not, but I think it's got legs. I think anything that creates movement's good.
And did you attach the upcoming draft picks to those transactions at that stage, or how else would you do it?
I haven't got all the logistics, but I would have thought you're trading future picks. Yeah, absolutely. And like this, the trade coming up in the future one. So I think you can trade as much as you can.
Paul, can you take us behind the scenes with the Jack Billings deal? We've tried and guess where his role might be, but what were some of the conversations with Melbourne in regards to what that could possibly look like?
I think he can play any number of positions. I think the position, though, that the Demons fans will see him in predominantly would be a high half forward or attacking, you know, forward, just his use of ball coming in into the forward 50. Get excited. He's excited. He's overseas at the moment. He's getting married later in the year. I think you'll see a really, really determined young man.
Paul, talk us through Brody Grundy's year and how that played out. He's an important part of your team of players that you've got involved. I know Robbie looks after him closely on a day-to-day basis, but how's he been and how's he excited for the move up north?
Oh, he's excited, and first and foremost, he's a wonderful person. I've got a saying, if you've never made a mistake, you've never had a crack. So I think, you know, good on Melbourne, good on Brody. They tried it. They had a go, didn't quite work out, so dust yourself off and go again. So good on Melbourne for not, you know, sitting on their, you know, hands or whatever you want to call it and just digging in. They traded him, Sydney are wrapped. I think Brody's an 85% ruck person. Yeah. Let's see how he goes, hey?
This is an early knockoff for you on deadline day. There's a full 50 minutes of activity potentially left and you're about to go off and have dinner, are you?
We're very excited. It's there's a couple to go. You'd know more than me, but it just feels like everything's just getting done a bit smoother this year.
Because you're not involved late,
mate. I had Steve Silvani was involved on the other side. His son, Jack, as we know, Jack is getting married tomorrow in Noosa. think they were keen to get away, and I was happy to accommodate.
Hey, can you tell us about what happened with Dylan Shiel across the last couple of weeks?
There's nothing. Just in trade period, as I said before, I'd like 20 more names to get floated. Names get floated. Dylan's been injured for the second half of the year, and I think that probably caused his name to come up. I think both parties had a little look at it, but nothing was really too serious, and we moved on.
Hey, Paul, thanks for joining us. Back to you at the desk, boys.
Thanks, Cal, and thanks to you too, Paul. But appreciate your time, as always, on all products relating to Trade Radio 2023.